Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know. And you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column, Most Important, Most Unglamorous Subject. And here's what he has to say about that. There is probably no subject we cover more and that is ignored more than maintenance. Let's face it, maintenance is not glamorous. It is not a new machine. It is often not even a piece of a new machine. It is simply maintaining what you have. I don't care what the venue may be, industry, government, your private automobile or home, no one wants to pay for maintenance. Everyone would rather cut a ribbon opening something new than maintain what they have. Yet maintenance is everything. Life, particularly in production facilities, very particularly in production facilities that operate 24/7, can be good or bad, depending on the level of maintenance established and supported in a sustaining way. It is Maintenance Month here at Paparitalo Publications. Let me take a minute here and mention our advertiser, IDCON, which is holding its Reliability and Maintenance Conference March 19th to the 22nd in Raleigh, North Carolina. How appropriate that they are doing this during our Maintenance Month, two events which just happened to come together without coordination. Maintenance does not come together without coordination, I can guarantee that. Maintenance takes planning and close attention to detail. Neglect maintenance, however, and you'll feel pretty good for a brief time. Costs will go down, profits will go up, and things will seem to be just fine. Very quickly, however, things will go bump in the night. Most seriously neglected maintenance programs take about 2 years to get back on track. During that time, people are burned out, production and profits suffer, and life is miserable. Faced with a maintenance disaster and not knowing its exact origin, I would immediately do two things, as well as get my maintenance department organized for future success. First, I would emphasize lubrication because lack of lubrication is often the source of unidentified downtime. Second, I would clean the daylights out of everything so that I can see what I have. I would follow this up by improving the lighting. These two steps are the immediate steps necessary to get a facility back on the track of good maintenance practices. Others are very important, but this is where you start. Having corrected many maintenance disasters, my attitude toward those who deliberately neglect maintenance is often not kind. There are cases where upper management simply will not give the operating level people the money to do the job right. In this case, the focus of my disgust merely shifts. All else being equal, maintenance is the easy path to success. Safety goes hand in hand with maintenance. Show me a safety record problem, and I can probably show you that there is a maintenance problem too. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know, and you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column, Outage Kitting. And here's what he has to say about that. Outage kitting has been around forever. In fact, it probably started with the railroad industry 100 or more years ago. What is it? It is simply planning, collecting, and organizing all the parts needed to do a particular maintenance job during an outage. If we're talking relatively small parts, they can all be put together on a crash cart. A four-wheeled cart with a top tray at table height and a lower bottom tray. In addition to the parts needed, I would also include any special tools and paper copies of any instruction sheets needed for disassembly and assembly. These can be made up days in advance, clearly marked with the work order number, and ready to go. In fact, I would not stop at preparing these only for scheduled outages. I would have them prepared for any jobs that are on my emergency shutdown list and for all routine jobs. The amount of time that can be saved walking back and forth to the shop or to stores can be considerable. Recall the last outage you watched or make a note to watch your next outage. How many people are walking around and how many are turning wrenches? If you ever reach 50% turning wrenches at any time, your maintenance work is well managed. Outage kitting can help improve your productivity. It can also contribute to work being done correctly the first time if you're careful in copying all the instructions and specifications for a particular job and putting them on the cart. I would have a standard bin of bolts, gaskets, and so forth on the cart, ones that are likely to be needed. Junior maintenance people can be assigned to assemble the carts. In fact, it is a good way for them to learn. There should be a feedback form on the cart that the maintenance personnel fill out after the job is completed so that those responsible for doing the kitting can learn and do better next time. Going even another step further, I would have the cell phone numbers of maintenance supervisors and operating personnel germane to the project on the cart, too. How many carts will you have? As many as it takes. maybe 50, maybe 100, maybe even more. In fact, if you take this idea to the extreme, you'll start a cart when you receive a spare in stores. Say it is the rotating element of a pump. It never goes on a shelf. It goes on the cart, and everything else needed for the job is added to the cart. Saves double handling. Of course, if you have not been doing this, it is likely we are talking about reconfiguring your storeroom. It is worth it to do this. Become fanatical about kitting, and you'll likely save 1% of overall machine downtime. This will build you a new storeroom. For safety this week, if you want to learn the principles of crash carts, take a look inside an ambulance. An ambulance is a crash cart with a bed. Everything is well stocked and placed exactly where it is needed in order to respond quickly when a life is at stake. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Ladies and gentlemen, this Nip Impressions column is brought to you by our Maintenance Month Platinum sponsor, RMR Mechanical.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know, and you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim entitled the column, Kitting Done Another Way. And here's what he has to say about that. Last week we talked about kitting, or the idea of having all the parts, gaskets, nuts, bolts, and so forth, on a unique cart ready to go for most maintenance tasks. There is another time-saving way to do this for some other parts. For instance, for belt drives, an extra belt can be looped over the pulleys, out of the way, ready to install, should the active one fail. This works really well in cases where there is a great deal of disassembly required to get access. If you put on the extra belt, tied back out of the way, you have reduced the disassembly reassembly time to one half of what it could have been, since you do two belts at a time. Of course, the same goes for drive chains. Stretched a bit further, a spare hydraulic hose can be tied off next to an operating one, eliminating the need to make one up or look for it in stores. This is already done to some extent with doctor blades, foil blades, and so forth. They may not be on the machine, but they are usually stored close to the machine. Slitter blades are often stored in a safety cabinet near the winder, along with appropriate gloves and other PPE. Motor couplings, or at least motor coupling inserts, are another candidate for this treatment. Placed in a sturdy bag and wired or zip-tied in location, they are handy to have when needed in a hurry. In a few, but not all, rope runs on some machines, a second rope can be run and will need only to be put on the pulleys and the ends connected. Again, saves half the time of installing ropes, as you only have to run the ropes every other time. In this case, however, a very experienced person should examine the situation and determine if it is feasible. You don't want the extra rope to be in the way when threading up or during a break. Once you get into the habit of organizing matters in the ways I have described, there will need to be a bit of a change in the organization of the maintenance department. Someone needs to have the ultimate responsibility of replenishing these, shall we call them, distributed spares, as they are depleted. If you're using some sort of an SKU or barcode system, this will aid in keeping the proper inventories in the proper places. The important thing is that people, policies, and procedures are in place to ensure everything is where it needs to be. For safety this week, we'll once again look at the ambulance or fire truck. These important tools are some sort of hybrid between what we're talking about here today and kitting, as we talked about last week. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Going to PaperCon 2018? Visit C.R. Meyer at booth 628. We are a nationwide industrial general contractor specializing in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boilermakers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Learn how we can provide value to you as we continuously develop our skilled workforce at our new Charles R. Meyer Leadership Center. Visit crmeyer.com for details.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim entitled his column, Let's Wrap Up Maintenance Month. And here's what Jim has to say about that. I'm at the IDCON Pulp and Paper Industry Reliability and Maintenance Conference in Raleigh, North Carolina this week. Paparitalo Publications has been a media partner for this conference, and we've been a long-term supporter of IDCON. So what do they talk about at maintenance conferences? The latest tolerances for setting a pump? Alignment allowances for offset machine center lines? Mean time between failures? None of the above. Matthew Szymanski of Green Bay Packaging talked about attitude, commitment, communications, and resources. Other speakers had similar themes. My own personal experience bears this out. I can go in most mills and find lockers full of alignment lasers, torque wrenches, oil sample gathering equipment, and on and on. In poorly run mills, these expensive items are gathering dust. Buying fancy equipment, building training centers, reorganizing shops and stores mean nothing if there is not an attitude that will sustain their efficient use. Communication goes right along with attitude. Communications in particular is a multidimensional challenge. There must be adequate vertical communications. The executive offices must acknowledge that proper reliability and maintenance practices are expected, while those at the shop floor must communicate what they need to do their jobs effectively. Horizontal communications are vital too, peer-to-peer within the facility or within other facilities in the company. A good dose of encouragement liberally sprayed around lets the wrench turners know that operations and management have their backs and support them. On the other hand, one speaker talked about processes that had become people-centric rather than system-driven. In other words, what people wanted to do had become the metric, not what a systematic plan said needed to be done. So while we praise people for doing the right thing, we make sure that everyone understands that doing the right thing means executing the well-defined systematic approach to reliability and maintenance. As Krister Idhammer said on the opening day, people can't be more effective than the system they are working in allows them to be. So true, if your system is defective, heroic efforts cannot fix it or fix your maintenance problems. One unabashedly carried theme of the conference was this: there's really nothing new here, and I think this was being a bit modest on the organizers' and speakers' parts. But the real question is this: are you doing what we are talking about here back at your place of employment? In other words, we all know how to perform best maintenance practices. The issue is why we are not doing so. These are sober thoughts to be seriously considered by today's managers. We take safety seriously because not to do so is catastrophic. We should adopt the same attitude toward our maintenance practices. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.